Well, we are certainly driven in a world of technology. Technology is a good thing, and it is such a good thing that I have a special gift to you today, and it's actually a gift from Vietnam. Are you guys ready? All right.
Good morning, Rolling Plains Church. I just wanted you to know that I've been praying for you in your worship time this morning and thinking of you throughout my weeks here at Vietnam, and just wanted to give you an update on how things are going. We're close to the halfway point here, and we've been in several different cities. Right now, I'm in Quang Nai, and you can see the bridge behind me and the hotel that we were staying at right along the river, and the accommodations have been amazing, and the opportunities and the signs and the wonders and the miracles that are happening have just been amazing, and I look forward to sharing a lot more of the details when I get back. I just wanted to let you know and just check in with you and let you know all is well, all is safe. Everyone is just being blessed on this trip, and it's just been a trip of a lifetime, and the work and the amazing gracious nature of our hosts and the friends and the sisters and brothers and God we're meeting and are just amazing, and looking forward to our time together once I get back, and I miss you guys, and just looking forward to the continued work of God through Rolling Plains Church in our walls, outside our walls, in our community, in our nation, and around the world as God continues to send us out in amazing ways. I pray that you're well today, and I know that Pastor Nancy is just going to do a fantastic job, and just so excited to hear when I get back how things go while I've been away. And we're just praying that we learn and continue to discover how to relate in a selfie-centered world. So here's my selfie video to you today. God bless you all. We'll see you when we get back. Bye-bye.
Are we living in a high-technology world or what? How many other churches in Zanesville today can say that they got a message from their senior pastor all the way from Vietnam, huh? I'm thinking we're the only ones. Well, if you missed any of Pastor John's messages that he's been giving on relating to one another in a selfie-centered world, you can find them on rollingplainsumc.com. And let me just say that if this is your first Sunday here, we are so glad that you are here. This is your first Sunday back. We are so glad that you are here. And if you are here every single Sunday, we are so glad that you are here today, and we are humbled and honored and privileged that you have come this morning to start or to deepen your relationship with Jesus Christ. The fact is that we live in a social media, technologically driven world. Now, this morning requires some participation from you. So, here's your first chance at participating. Are you ready? You have failed. Okay, so this morning's sermon requires some participation. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. That's better. So how many of you get your picture taken every day? What? You don't think you get your picture taken every day? Okay. How many of you have had your pictures taken today? Couple of you have. All right. Well, I'm going to spill the beans. You all have had your pictures taken today. Every time you walk through the door of Rolling Plains Church, you're on film. Every time you go down below into the children's area, you're on film, right? Everywhere, electronic eyes are watching. Now, I don't want us to get, you know, into the whole Big Brother is watching thing, because I don't know about that, but somebody is definitely watching us on a daily basis. Well, so I thought to get that point across a little bit, let's run through a day in the life of Pastor Nancy. And I know you guys are waiting on bated breath for that day, right? So, and you all are going to be jealous after you hear the excitement of my day. Try to contain yourself. All right, so I'm going to leave my house, and I'm going to turn down Maple Avenue, and I'm going to go to Tim Hortons, where I can get that delicious, savory Java from Jesus to start my day, right? When Jesus made the coffee bean, when God made the coffee bean, thank you, God, right? So as I pull in to Tim Hortons, guess what? My picture is taken. As I stop and give my order, guess what? My picture is taken. As I go to the drive-thru to exchange cash and to get my goods for services, guess what? My picture is taken, right? Well, now that I have this fuel to get me through the start of my morning, I look at my car and my car gives me this little ding, 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 which means what? Low fuel. Right? So I need a little pushaline for my little red cobalt to make it from the north side to the south side. So I'm going to stop in. I'm going to go to the BP. And as I go to the BP gas station, when I pull in, guess what they're doing? They're taking my picture. When I go to the pump, they're taking my picture. When I walk inside, they're catching me as I walk in. When I give the lady cash or the man cash behind the cash register, what are they doing? Taking my picture, right? And I go back out, get in my car, pull out the other side. Another camera has caught me on film. So for those of you that may have lost count, right? I don't know where we are. Does anybody know? Eight? Okay. Someone says eight. All right. Well, if you go to get coffee and you go to get gas, what happens to your wallet? It gets a little thin. So I decide that I'm going to go to the ATM machine, and when I pull into the bank, they take my picture. When I go to the ATM machine, they're going to take my picture. When I pull back out, they're going to take my picture on the other side of the building as I pull out. We're up to about 10 times or more that my picture has been taken, and I haven't even made it through the doors of Rolling Plains yet, right? This count doesn't include any of the cameras that are on buildings along the way that capture street traffic. All those times my little red cobalt is on film. I better be careful, right? Yeah, I need to be careful. Many of you may not know, I don't put a little Christian fish on the back of my car because probably one of the things I need to turn over to God the most is my driving. I do have a little, you know, Methodist cross and flame, but my driving, I sometimes have a little lead foot. But so at lunchtime, I decide that today is not the day that I'm going to do peanuts from the vending machine and water, which sometimes I do that quite a bit during the week. So I decide that I'm going to go down to Taco Bell. If I go to Taco Bell and I pull in, they're taking my picture. I'm at the place where I give my order. They're taking my picture. Now I don't have one window, but I got two. They're going to take my picture at each window all the way around. And then after work, I have two adorable little furry babies that are going to greet me at the door, right? I have four-legged fur babies that greet me, Daisy May and Carmel, my little puppy dogs. Now, they're kind of spoiled dogs. And so at 7 o'clock each night, they start letting me know that it is time for their bone. It's time for their treat. Well, I am out of their treats, so I must go to Kroger's. So when I'm going, pulling into Kroger's, they're going to take my picture. I'm walking in, they're going to take my picture. As I'm walking around the store, Lord only knows how many cameras are taking my picture, right? We are having our pictures taken multiple times every day. I'm going to go way out on a limb and say that every single day, 100% of the time, our pictures are taken somewhere. A recent study found that the average big city resident walks into a view of a camera, and they're talking cities smaller than Chicago. They're talking cities like Dayton or Columbus, right? That we are in view of a camera at least 75 times a day. So if you want to avoid cameras, you have to stay in your home, right? And I want to also encourage you not to have any plans to move overseas or go to England, because in England, they have a camera. They have one camera for every 14 people is what it averages out to be. We are on camera a lot. Now, the cameras I just talked about, they're all security cameras. They are capturing us as we go through the busy routines of our day paying for goods and services. But what if someone were to happen to follow you for 24 hours with a camera? Like, you know, there's some YouTube videos that are out there where they have somebody that follows them all around the city and all around their day. What if they did that for a full 24 hours? What would your life look like? When we come home from work, are we so tired and frustrated that when the kids run up to give us a hug and a kiss, we're like, oh, great, honey, nice to meet you, but I really wanted 10 minutes of quiet time, right? When our fur babies come up and they're wagging their tails and they're so excited to see us, would we rather kick them than hug them? And, you know, would someone, if they were filming us, would they be calling PETA on us? This week was a week full of news. And I'm sure you all saw the mom who was disciplining her child all across the streets of Baltimore, right? She pulls him out of the riot and she's whooping him all the way across the street. Now, we applaud her parenting, right, on this day, because she was pulling him out of a violent situation and out of Baltimore. The video of Graham, that's the mother's name, that's her last name, of grabbing her son, Michael Singleton, and slapping him with the right hand, well, a CNN news reporter captured it, has led to an internet sensation calling her the mother of the year. Many people have praised the unemployed single mother of six for going to the Mondawin Mall and getting her son away from the escalating violence. Graham told Cooper, that would be Anderson Cooper on the CNN News, that she saw her son with a brick in his hand. And she just lost control of her emotions. And she told him to drop it. Now, see, what we weren't privy to in watching that is she and her son had had a conversation the night before. He was not allowed to go with his friends into the riot. And so she went and she saw him. The 16-year-old boy said that he understood that his mother was there looking out for him. And she said, "You were not brought up to this." That's part of what she's telling him as she's whooping him all across the street, right? And she says, "He is not a perfect child, but he is not a thug." That was a moment in her life. And at any other time, if we saw any other mother doing that, if we went down to Putnam and we saw a mother doing that to their kid all the way across the street, what would our reaction be? See, we live in a world where the chances of us being on camera, they are extremely high. If someone followed us on camera for 24 hours a day, would they say that the love, the grace, and the justice of Christ is integrated into our life? The Gospel of Luke talks about integrating Jesus into our lives. And let's look at Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but it could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. Oh, brothers and sisters, do you hear what God is saying? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? If cameras followed us for 24 hours, would they find us loving our neighbors as ourselves? Would they find us loving one another? Would they find us every hour of every day loving God with our whole heart and our whole mind and our whole body and spirit? You see, living out what we say we believe, it's like building a house on a solid foundation. As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, when the earthquakes come, they will not be destroyed. When life is calm, our foundations don't seem to matter. When there are no riots of emotions flowing through our systems, our foundations don't seem to matter. When our marriages are going great and Disney would be following us to capture a picture of our love life, right? To make a new princess movie. Foundations don't seem to matter. When our bank accounts have a positive balance, our foundations don't seem to matter. But, and there is always a but in everyone's life, when life gets shaky, our foundations, they're tested. When the doctor's report comes back with news that you weren't expecting, our foundations matter. When the spouse comes and says, I just don't love you anymore. Our foundations matter. When you have more months at the end of your money, our foundations matter. Because you see, Jesus tells us that when we call Jesus Lord and we integrate the way of Jesus into our daily life, our foundations are built on a firm, solid ground. To integrate, it simply means to bring together, to combine parts of things into one great big thing. So what does it mean to integrate or to follow Jesus into your life, into our whole life? You see, I think one of the reasons that our foundations get shaky is because we have a tendency to compartmentalize everything, right? We have a tendency to look at snapshots of our life instead of a whole documentary. So instead of seeing all of our life, we see, oh, this is my work life. This is my personal life. This is my recreational life. This is my worship life. We break them all out into dissected and disconnected activities. The rules and the cultures, and they begin to clash. And then these spheres, they just keep bouncing up against each other. And it's no wonder we're so confused and our emotions are so, sometimes, right? The problem is that faith becomes boiled down to a religious activity, and it gets relegated to one of the spheres instead of being the overarching driving force of our whole entire life. And when following the way of Jesus becomes a segment of our life, our foundation is shaky and we begin to crumble. living out our faith, it becomes a burden. It becomes something extra that we do. It's one more thing I've got to add to my day. Oh, Pastor Nancy, you don't know what it's like to get the kids all ready and to get them into the car. And then, oh my gosh, you're still fighting. And then we got to get in here. And then I got to get them down here. And I got to get to worship. And I'm not feeling very firm. The Lordship of Jesus Christ speaks to this compartmentalization. The command to love God with heart, soul, and mind doesn't say, you know, Nancy, if you give me 50% of your life, I'm good with that, right? Jesus doesn't say, oh, you bumped it to 75. That's good. We can stop right here. That's not how God works. God's going to keep pestering. God's going to keep pushing. God's going to keep nagging at you until God gets 100% of your life. Because God doesn't want just a piece of you. God wants all of you. Loving God doesn't mean making the religious sphere bigger. It means integrating. It means bringing together, combining all of our spheres into the God sphere. Jesus wants to be integrated fully into your life. If we look at Matthew 22:37, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. Right? Jesus isn't saying, you know, it's okay. Just love the God with half your heart, half your mind, and a portion of your soul would be great. No, no, no. The word that is repeated here over and over is all. There is nothing less that God will accept. God wants all of it. And an integrated life looks like putting God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit into every sphere of our lives. So that when we go to Tim Hortons for our morning coffee, God is in that sphere. And when we hear that stressed voice come across the airwaves, we say, good morning, how's your day? We give them an opportunity to catch their breath, right? When we give them our money, we give them our money and we say, have a blessed day. Have a great day. If they give us money and they don't look like us, they have piercings or something different, we don't go, oh, you know, we say, hey, have a great day, right? The way that we treat our spouses and our children, our words, our coworkers and animals, God is in our sphere. The way that we speak to ourselves. You know, one of the worst things we do is negative self-talk. And I got to tell you, I am so guilty of that. Right? I am so guilty. But if you hear nothing else today, know that you are wonderfully and fearfully made. You are a beloved, designed creature of God. And God wants all of you, and that includes giving up negative self-talk. The way that we respond to racism, to sexism, and to dramatic disasters of God, or to dramatic disasters, that's all in that God sphere. We don't respond as the world responds. We'd be like the 100 clergy that went out in the streets of Baltimore and they came together and they marched. It didn't matter what denomination you were, they went out and they marched peacefully in Baltimore because they needed to get out of the walls and show the love of Christ to a lost and hurting world. We integrate God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit into our lives. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. So I'm going to encourage us to be followers of Jesus Christ, whose Monday's film looks like a Sunday footage, right? It looks like when we capture ourselves, come into worship, when we leave here and when we're singing our worship songs, that's what every moment of our life looks like. So here are some steps of faith to do that. Instead of seeing your life in Instagram as a snapshot, think of your life as a full-blown documentary, one that would be seen on the History Channel or Discovery or National Geographic or HGTV or whatever. Integrate God fully into your daily life through prayer, through the readings of Scripture, being part of a life group where you're in community together, serving God inside and outside of the walls of Rolling Plains. And you can stay informed. This week was a week packed full of trauma, from Baltimore to Nepal. In Nepal, thousands of people lost their lives due to an earthquake. Maybe you've been wrecked by that and you don't know how to respond. Through the Methodist Church, through the UMCOR, United Methodist Committee on Relief, you have an opportunity to give to the people so that we are already boots on the ground working. We are $90,000 has already gone out to them. We've already given water. We are there working with them. The gift of UMCOR, if you choose to give to Nepal, if that's something that God is tugging on your heart, every single penny, dime, dollar that you give goes towards that disaster relief, because we as the body of the church take care of the administrative costs. So if that's something that you feel and that God's tugging on you to do, do it. If God's tugging on you to say, you know what, I got this section of your life, but in order to get here, you need to get involved in a small group. Stop waiting. Get involved. Come see me. I can help you do that. Fully integrate your life. Life will never be satisfying until Jesus has all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. Amen.
Is this on? There it is. So glad to see everybody this morning. We hope that you find Rolling Plains to be a welcoming place. In your bulletin today, you'll find a little tan card that says Get Connected really big on the front of it. This is our connection card. This is one of the ways that we try to stay connected to you. Go ahead and pull that card out. Go ahead and fill the basic information on the front out.
As you do, I'd like to call attention to a couple things. Is that called integrating God into your full life?
We've been saying the last few